Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Parent. In this edition, we take a listen to what you might call early infomercials. In the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, it was very common for popular singers and band leaders of the day to do commercials. Everything from shaving cream, cars, soft drinks, and even cigarettes. Some of these were incorporated into the popular radio shows of the day, and some were produced as small 5 to 10 minute programs that were distributed to radio stations across the United States. One of the companies that produced many of these was Lucky Strike Cigarettes, with a series called Lucky Strike Presents. Each week, the short programs, or commercials, would feature one of the popular bands of the day to play their new single. And then, at the end, they would do a pitch for Lucky Strikes, making claims that cigarettes were good for your throat. A claim not likely heard today after cigarette commercials were banned from radio in the 1970s. We now take a listen to an edition of Lucky Strikes Presents from 1938, featuring Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, with vocalist Scully Mason.
Lucky Strike presents a popular ballad of the day, played by the man and his band who gave you sing-song titles. The genial for the class and dance, Kay Kaiser and his orchestra.
I love to whistle. I love to yodel everywhere I go. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay-lay, ho. Twice early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. But I found out, I know it's true, a whistle does much more for you. So I love to whistle. Troubles won't come near me, especially when they hear me.
Grand, Jay Kaiser. And say, Sully Mason, come on over here a minute, will you?
Sure, Fred, what's up?
Well, Sully, Professor Kaiser asks a lot of questions on our show, and now there's a question I'd like to ask you.
Fire away, Fred, and let's see how I make out.
And Sully, I've noticed during rehearsals that you're a lucky strike smoker.
That's right, Fred. You may have noticed it only during rehearsals, but as a matter of fact, I smoke Lucky's round the clock, and I've been smoking them now for 8 years.
Well, here's my question, Sully. Why did you pick Lucky? Or haven't you any particular reason?
I've got a good reason, friend. You see, in the band, I've quite a bit to do. I play 2 saxophones, a clarinet, and sing besides.
Certainly not all at the same time.
Well, listen, I never tried that. But anyhow, blowing wind instruments isn't the best thing in the world for a singer. So I have to be especially careful of my throat. And that's why I smoke Lucky. Because I not only like them, but I found they always get along swell with my throat.
Thanks very much, Sully, both for your song and for what you have to say about Lucky. And so it is with many other stars of radio, screen, and opera, who, because of their need of a light smoke, easy on their throat, smoke Lucky. For only Lucky Strike combines the advantages of the finest tobacco plus the throat protection of the exclusive toasting process. Next time you buy cigarettes, ask for Lucky Strike. Easy on your throat and good to your taste.
Radio at the time was king, and what better place for RCA, Philco, Columbia, and others to use the medium to promote their new radios. The Columbia Phonograph Company, which just didn't manufacture gramophones, also manufactured radios. In 1931, Columbia came out with a telfocal radio and used the medium to promote its latest technology. It should be mentioned that all the artists that appeared on this series were under contract with Columbia Records. Here's one of those short programs featuring Paul Tremaine and his orchestra.
Again, Paul Tremaine takes the microphone with his orchestra. Another of his spirituals and dance rhythm. The soul of the Negro gives voice to his simple hope for paradise. Is there a place up there for me? Interested in radios because you are hearing this program by radio, and certainly you will be interested in the new Columbia telefocal radio receiver because it pulls in stations on every notch of the dial, including new stations. It gives you more variety, finer radio reception than you ever thought possible. There is no overlapping of stations on the telefocal, and then it is made by a company whose reputation for fine music and fine reproducing instruments goes all the way back to the youth of Grandma and Granddad. If you enjoyed this program by Paul Tremaine and his orchestra, listen for other programs sponsored by the Columbia Phonograph Company, makers of the new telefocal radio, the receiver with no dead spots on the dial. Louis A. Witten has announced this electrical transcription in the New York studios of the Columbia Phonograph Company.
If you would like to let us know what you think of these short programs, please send us an email. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com.